Today is Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018, and it is the most productive day. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for this program, where this school year we are about to wrap up the red letter words of Jesus in the book of Matthew. We are presently up to Matthew 26. But before we begin, let us pray. An ABC prayer of adoration to our great and only God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the artist across the sky, the beautiful one, our creator. You are our divine redeemer and equal to none other. You are our future, our goals, and our hopes. You are in us each day. And you are the justification of all life itself. You're the keeper of our souls and the light of the world, merciful, and the name above all names, omnipotent, the high priest, and the quieter of our souls. You are righteousness and salvation to all who believe, the teacher of teachers and ubiquitously ours. You are victory and vision and the word, Lord. Thank you for your word. You're the expert in education, and you're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Oh, Lord, you are zealous for us, and we can't even believe why. Lord, forgive us, your children who are rebellious and foolish. And yet we come to you because we know that with you all things are possible. So we're asking for the impossible today, Lord. Change our hearts, change our minds, help us to live out these last few days of school with incredible energy and passion and peace, so that others may look to us and want to know, what do we have? And we will gladly tell them, it is you. Oh, gracious God, we ask for all of this in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? As Jesus and his disciples were eating the Passover meal, Jesus took the bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples instead. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. Praise God for his timeless words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee, sung by Amy Grant. O Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me thy secret. Help me hear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Teach me thy patience still with thee in closer, dearer company, in work that keeps faith sweet and strong, in truth that triumphs over wrong. O Master, let me walk with thee in closer, dearer company. O Master, let me walk with thee. Let me walk with thee in hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's broadening way, in peace that only thou canst give. With thee, O Master, let me live. Thank you, my friends, for listening in to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful song sung by Amy Grant. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day. Now, I know you can pray by yourself, but this is a prayer of unity, and it happens at exactly 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. This special prayer of unity is for educators across all of the land, and we pray across the time zones even. So pray today that we have a burning desire to change our school communities for the better. So no matter what we don't like, help us to be a change agent. That's what we're looking for. And so through prayer and through fellowship, that's the only way it's going to really happen. And of course, through God's word. So we believe that God can transform our public schools through his love and truth. Amen. So today, my friends, we are going to pray at 1:16 p.m. because we base it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I so look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth and final series for this school year, and it is called The Carpenter's Classroom that he wrote 18 years ago in 2000. Today's devotional is called Stumbling or Building Blocks. The verse that he chose is Nehemiah 4, verse 2. Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are? Does it ever seem like there are specific children and or adults in your professional life who seem like stumbling blocks to real educational progress in your classroom, school, or district? Do you ever feel like a farmer trying to plow and plant in a field full of stones? There are people in our professional lives whose actions seem to halt or reverse our progress in education at the classroom, campus, district, state, and national levels. In our own classrooms, these stumbling blocks may be uncooperative students, parents or co-workers, or campus administrators. At the district, state, or national levels, these stumbling blocks may be district administrators, board members, legislators, or court judges. These stones in our field can cause much frustration and anxiety. Some of us spend many hours plowing around these stones or removing them from the field so there can be academic harvest. Some of us are barely to get the seed in and scratch out a harvest due to these stones. Sometimes the field is so full of rocks, we simply have to abandon the field that we're in and find another. Sometimes we find ourselves cursing and kicking these stones by our murmuring, complaining, and grumbling about them to God, others, and ourselves. Another man long ago walked and also worked among a field of stones. That man was Nehemiah. This man, however, did not walk among the stones kicking or cursing them. He did not try to wrestle a harvest from the ground beneath them either. He walked among them with awe and with the vision God had given him of these broken, burnt, and rejected stones being placed back into the wall surrounding Jerusalem to protect the people from their enemies. Many people laughed at him and mocked him. Some politically and physically fought against him to keep him from using these stones to rebuild the wall. His own workers tried to discourage him, yet he pressed on, encouraging each person to lift up these scattered rocks and build their portion of the wall and then protect it. In many places, the wall of faith in education is in ruins, and God is calling Christian educators to rebuild it. Our first and priority goal is not to sow and reap a harvest of knowledge, but to rebuild faith. When this priority is straight, the Holy Spirit and the encouragement of others will help us build the wall. This makes planting possible and even fun. The people we perceive as professional stumbling blocks could actually be building blocks that the Lord wants to use in his wall of faith. The rebellious student, demanding parent, uncooperative coworker, administrator, school board member, state legislator, or judge are stones in our fields. Many of them may be separated from Christ, burned out, or flatly rejected him as Lord and Savior, but God can still use and transform every one of them. Do we have a vision of all these people working together under God's guidance in education? Impossible, some may say, but all things are possible with God. Mark 10, verses 27. If we are truly working first for Him and not for others, ourselves, our knowledge, then it is possible. How many early Christians thought Saul of Tarsus was a stumbling block to the spreading of their newfound faith? God transformed this man, who once helped to murder and imprison early Christians, into the greatest evangelist and builder of faith that the world has ever seen. All things are possible with God. Was Saul's conversion perhaps a result of the intercession of some of the early believers who did not fear or curse him, but instead obeyed Jesus' command simply to gather and pray for him, their enemy? Whether in thought, word, or deed, we must stop kicking or cursing people who seem to be stumbling blocks to progress in education. In our prayer closets, and as we gather with other Christian educators, we must lift these stumbling blocks up to God. We must plead and pray for their deliverance and salvation. Perhaps, as Saul of Tarsus, our greatest adversaries will become our greatest advocates and fellow servants of Jesus in education. The stones we have rejected may become the capstones. And that was our devotional from Don Clark, Stumbling or Building Blocks. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Aldous Huxley. There is only one corner of the universe you can be certain of improving, and that's your own self. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the very important words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Oh, holy God, you get us so excited about hearing about the kingdom. Come, Lord Jesus, come. What a blessing. In the meantime, while we are earthbound, help us, Lord, to represent you well, to be loving and kind servants of yours that are different, so that they may know us by our love, your love within us. Thank you, Lord, for this precious day. We ask you to bless our colleagues, our co-workers, our students, and their parents, Lord, and help us to be good to them. We love you, adore you, and thank you for everything. In the most incredible name of Jesus the Christ, we ask. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.